Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Have you ever wondered how to wait? In yesterday's devotion, David said he waited patiently on the Lord. But how did he actually accomplish this? Did he sit around and twiddle his thumbs until he recognized God's work? Or did he do something while he waited? And how can we best emulate David, the man after God's own heart? It might seem counterintuitive, but waiting often involves action. The pause sometimes feels quite long, especially if you're waiting for an answer before moving forward. But there are things both believers and the Lord can actively accomplish in the interim. For our part, those of us who are Christ followers should talk to God through prayer about our concerns, dreams, and desires. In the stillness and tension of waiting, we must also read His Word diligently to learn more about His character and love. While we seek the answers, care, and encouragement we need from Him, we develop patience and grow as our faith is strengthened and stretched. During this time of actively waiting, we begin to see what God does. Like David described in Psalm 40, our spirit will be lifted from a pit, given a firm place to stand, and receive a new song to sing. Yes, waiting is so much more than merely pausing. It allows us to experience God in a deeper and more personal way.